and rehearse, and we have a great deal of fun making music as an ensemble, but it is a whole lot more fun when we can do it with an audience. So I want to thank you for providing that for us. It's really great to have you here. I also want to thank First Presbyterian Church for letting us use this wonderful facility. And thank you to the gentlemen upstairs who have helped arrange it and make sure that the music is recorded and that you can hear my voice. And thanks to Scott and his team for helping to set up everything for us. This is really a great venue, and it's turned into really a great community asset for all kinds of musical events. First Presbyterian has done a wonderful job of making this available to the community and providing lots of great events here. You all should have gotten a program on the way in, and I want to make a couple of references to that. First of all, note that there's a bio for Jim Perkins in that is really quite impressive, and I hope you have a chance to look through that. Jim has decided, after 13 years of being our founder, our leader, and our conductor, has decided that it's time to turn that over to somebody else. And so Kelly Smith will be doing that next fall, but she'll be doing a couple of numbers for us today as well. So hope you enjoy hearing her. I also want to point out that we have scheduled our next concert in this facility for November 5th of 2023. One of the incredible things I've found out is that this venue is becoming so popular that we have to actually reserve almost a year in advance to get the dates we want. So if you look on our website, at ccmband.org, you will find that we have schedules for all of our concerts here for the next year. And you can put those on your calendar if you want to. Also, we'll point out, I mentioned that Kelly will be taking over, and you'll hear her today. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to our conductor, Jim, and I hope you enjoy the concert. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Am I coming through fine? I just wanted to say thank you to all the people that could take time out this Sunday afternoon. I have a special surprise that I'm waiting for. Sometime between now and the 7th, I'm to get my second, my second great-grandchild, a girl, and she's to be born on the 7th, so we're all holding sort of with bated breaths, and she says, no, that's too long. I'd like to have that baby now. So at any rate, we have some interesting music, and I want you to leave here today humming at least one, two, three, or more songs and saying, they really play well. And that's what I'm so proud of with this band, that they have such a keen sense of musicality, and I hope that you can feel that with our program that we have here today. And we're opening with a Spanish march, and you can tap your feet. You don't have to dance around the hat and step on the bugs or anything like that, but you can certainly enjoy the feeling of I guess it would be the tempo and the feeling of an Amparita Roca, it's called. And we'll start right away.
Thank you.
The piece that we're playing next is a piece that was commissioned by the Northwest Band Directors Association, and that association is up in Portland. I happen to be a member of that group, and I was asked to join it back in 2001. And we commissioned John Sheldon to do this piece as in memory of our forefathers that are here, and we called it the Band Directors of America, the group itself does. And so this is a piece that has some very nice sounds in it and some lyrical sounds. That's sounds that just smoothly go, and yet it pulses quite nicely. So sit back and enjoy. This is called The Pacific Crest, and it's named after 2,600 miles of trail all the way from Canada down to Mexico. So this is called The Pacific Crest Overture.
Thank you.
Sometimes we pick music that is special and it's maybe gives everyone a feeling of dance. I think all of us have heard of waltzes. Waltzes are one, two, three, one, two, three, and all sorts of dance steps. And we usually conduct it in three, but I've chosen to conduct it in four. And it will go one, two, three, two, two, three, three, two, three, four, two, three. And that is unusual, but it helps me keep track of where everybody is. So sit back. We're going to let you waltz to the Slavonic dances of Anton Dvorak. Okay. And I said it would be different, didn't I? And you could just see back in the olden days of the people in the big dancing ballroom situations bowing to them, to their partners and to their other members. And it was just a delightful thing. Now we're going to change the mood slightly. And this one is a special march written by John Philip Sousa. And it's called The Pathfinder. And The Pathfinder features, you know, in modern day, they use cell phones and they use radios. But back then, they used a bugle. And when the bugle played a certain thing, it meant charge, or it meant fall back. It meant go to dinner. It says wake up in the morning. And so he's incorporated this in here. And I won't tell you, because it's a military secret, why I can't tell you what the bugle thing meant. You'll have to use your own imagination. But it probably is very good. So this is The Pathfinder, written by John Philip Sousa.
Thank you.
might have been the wrong expression, but I told him to charge. That sounded like a good military term, wouldn't it? We didn't want to go backwards, so we did. So now, having stirred your emotions, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and enjoy the quietness of a piece called Rest, R-E-S-T. It's written by Frank Ciccelli, and it is absolutely one of the most, I guess, demanding pieces that we have, and note-wise, it's not as difficult as a piece for middle school. But musically, it is very, very difficult to pull off, and this band plays it beautifully, and I hope you enjoy this. Sit back, because it will have a different feeling, and sometimes they do what they call make a dissonance, and that's when they play two notes on the piano harshly, but the resolve of it going back to a common chord is what makes it feel good. So sit back and enjoy Rest for the concert band.
Thank you.
Here they come. The three amigos, the three buglers. And introducing them, I have Darren Mickens, Jim Hayes, and Whiteley Delphit. Okay, E. Delphit. Sorry about that. I don't say it very often. This is Bugler's Holiday, written by Leroy Anderson, and this is sent to wake you back up. I hope you had a nice rest. That's a pun. Forgive us for a moment while we rearrange and get people back in place. And introducing my assistant today and soon to be the director of the Mulligan Band starting next fall. This is Kelly Smith, and she's going to conduct the next two numbers. So, Kelly, welcome to the podium. Do you want to say something?
He asked me if I wanted to say something. I do. I have Falling Leaves right here for me, Jim.
Thank you.
This first piece I'm going to conduct is called Falling Leaves. And if you listen very carefully, you probably can picture the leaves falling, although it's spring. So it's a nice piece. But I want you to know that the woodwind section here has been playing their little old hearts out today. If you know the big one where the trumpets stood up and did their thing, the clarinets are back there going. So the clarinets had a really fun time playing that piece. But on this piece, if you listen very carefully, you're going to hear melody played by the beautiful flutes. I really don't think we need to introduce any of the Beatles song, but when Ray did this arrangement, he did it so it was in march form, you know, first strain, second strain, dogfight, trio. So, or trio dogfight. Got it a little backwards there. So I hope you enjoy our Beatles song.
Thank you.
And next on our program tonight, this afternoon, is Stardust. This is one of Hoagy Carmichael's favorite songs. And I'd like to make sure that we understand who is doing this. This is Darren Mickle and Jim Hayes on the trumpets. And they're going to endeavor us with nice older music that all of us dance to if you're a certain age, anyhow. So this is Stardust. Now, I promised that you would leave with some of those songs in your mind. And I've been known to do a certain piece, and that piece has been in my brain all week long. That will be one that you might think about as you leave today. The next one is an absolute must. Those of you that have watched and seen many of the musicals, I think you'll remember Man of La Mancha. And Man of La Mancha is such a beautiful section. and it goes so well. And we hope that you again sit back and enjoy the quietness and yet the driving forces and the beautiful, beautiful harmonies that this presents. So sit back and enjoy Man of La Mancha.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. There's so many people that play so well in this band that I'm amazed at how well they play. They really do. And when you think of a mulligan, if you're a golfer, it's a second chance. And this is why that we started this band. It was a second chance for people who played in high school or college, or they learned as an adult. And it's surprising how many people have responded. We've had as many as 75 members in this group. Right now, we're waiting for the fall to get started back up. But before we do, we have one last number that is the epitome of all marches. It is the grand finale of all March Kings, and this is the Stars and Stripes Forever. So sit back, clap your hands, and make sure that you enjoy it and show your appreciation to this band. The Stars and Stripes of John Philip Sousa.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful audience you've been today. And I hope that you'll hum at least one song on the way home. Again, thank you so much for being part of our Mulligan Band. And look for us here in this auditorium next fall. They'll do several concerts here and a Christmas concert as well. So make sure you put that on your calendar to look for us, all right? And thank you again. Let's give them another big round of applause, please. Thank you, thank you.